Mind Tracks, The Mind of Jung. We cannot change anything until we accept it. Those who look outside, dreams. Those who look inside, awakes. We are born at a given moment, in a given place. And like vintage years of wine, we have the qualities of the year and of the season of which we are born. The meeting of two personalities is like the contact of two chemical substances. If there is any reaction, both are transformed. The pendulum of the mind alternates between sense and nonsense, not between right and wrong. It all depends on how we look at things, and not how they are in themselves. The creation of something new is not accomplished by the intellect, but by the play instinct acting from inner necessity. The creative mind plays with the objects it loves. A man needs difficulties. They are necessary for health. A man who has not passed through the inferno of his passions has never overcome them. Knowing your own darkness is the best method for dealing with the darkness of other people. Often the hands will solve a mystery that the intellect has struggled with in vain. Through pride, we are ever deceiving ourselves. But deep down, below the surface of the average conscience, a still small voice says to us, something is out of tune. Even a happy life cannot be without a measure of darkness. And the word happy would lose its meaning if it were not balanced by sadness. It is far better to take things as they come along, with patience and equanimity. As far as we can discern, the sole purpose of human existence is to kindle a light in the darkness of mere being. In all chaos, there is a cosmos. In all disorder, a secret order. The healthy man does not torture others. Generally, it is the tortured who turn into torturers. A particularly beautiful woman is a source of terror. As a rule, a beautiful woman is a terrible disappointment. We cannot change anything until we accept it. Condemnation does not liberate, it oppresses. One looks back with appreciation to the brilliant teachers, but with gratitude to those who touch our human feelings. The curriculum is so much necessary raw material, but warmth is the vital element for the growing plant and the soul of the child. The word happy would lose its meaning if it were not balanced by sadness. Where love rules, there is no will to power. And where power predominates, there love is lacking. The one is the shadow of the other. There is no coming to consciousness without pain. Every form of addiction is bad, no matter whether the narcotic be alcohol or morphine or idealism. The greatest and most important problems of life are all fundamentally insoluble. They can never be solved, only outgrown. Children are educated by what the grown-up is and not by his talk. A man who has not passed through the inferno of his passions has never overcome them. He that has eyes to see and ears to hear may convince himself that no mortal can keep a secret. If his lips are silent, he chatters with his fingertips. Betrayal oozes out of him at every pore. A civilization which leaves so large a number of its participants unsatisfied and drives them into revolt neither has nor deserves the prospect of a lasting existence. I have found little that is good about human beings on the whole. In my experience, most of them are trash. No matter whether they publicly subscribe to this or that ethical doctrine, or to none at all. That is something you cannot say aloud, or perhaps even think. Love and work are the cornerstones of our humanness.